Yeah, full-time whistle has just been blown by match referee Daryl Carolan, and it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Wexford 3. So, defeat for Harps on a night when they simply had to win to maintain their outside hopes of gaining a place in the playoffs. And it all started so well for them. They went in front on 23 minutes. Jamie Watson with a brilliant strike, a real rocket of an effort from around about 25 yards, which flew in past the goalkeeper, Alex Moody. And Harps were in front, a goal to nil. They'd played well up until that, and even after that, they looked to be well in control. Although Wexford, the odd time they came forward, you just thought they were causing Harps a few problems, and they eventually did draw level on 37 minutes. A good goal from Kane O'Malley, shot from a difficult angle, flew in past the Harps goalkeeper, Oisin Cooney, for one apiece. But within a minute, Wexford found themselves down to 10 men, and it was a strange one. James Crawford picking up a second yellow card. It was a foul on Success Etiquan. He was shown a second yellow, so he made his way for an early shower. And even before half time, though, Wexford still had time to find themselves a second goal of the night. 42 minutes, Dara Levingston with a brilliant curling effort from outside the box. There was a whole load of players in front of him, but he bent it round those players and then passed the goalkeeper Cooney, who was rooted to the spot. So Wexford in front at the break. Harps had chances immediately after the restart. During half time, they made a couple of changes, bringing on young Gavin McAteer and also David Colley to the middle of the park. McAteer certainly made an impact, and he was involved in the move that led to a chance for Patrick Ferry, almost equaliser, but he was denied by a block at the back post. Sean Patton from a resulting corner had a header saved, but Harps huffed and puffed after that. They were looking for a bit of inspiration, they were looking for that right pass into the area, but it just never came. They had a few efforts on goal, but nothing really to test Alex Moody. And eventually, from a break, Wexford won themselves a penalty on 82 minutes. Watson bringing down Mark Immonen on the challenge was penalised with a penalty, and Kieran Curtis, the Wexford striker, kept his nerve and took the ball in past the goalkeeper, Oisin Cooney. So Wexford winning this game by 3-1, and that means they move up to second place in the table. So they lead the way in terms of the playoff positions. Their final match is an away game against Cork City on Friday night. Harps will round off their first division campaign on Friday night with a home game here against Treaty United, and disappointingly they don't have anything to play for in that one because they're guaranteed a 6th place finish. But most importantly, they will be outside the playoffs. In the Premier Division, it was a big night. Derry City and Sligo Rovers finished one apiece. Bowes pulled a goal back late on, but they lost by 3-1 at home to St. Pat's, who are still very much in the title race. It's all going down to the wire. There's 3 games left to play in the Premier Division. A disappointing night for Derry City, who return to action now on Friday night. They have an away game against Dundalk. Here at Finn Park, well, it's been a disappointing night for Darren Murphy's side, where it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Wexford 3.